Hi, everyone, and welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I am Jim Samaria.
Jim, how dare you talk over Duane Allman's lead?
I'm sorry.
All right. Your apology accepted. Well, anyways, folks, I'm your co-host, Mark Plotnick. Each week, Jim and I bring you songs, insights, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s or wherever the music takes us.
Mark Plotnick, the guy across the table from me right now, are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today. You could find it at Black Circle Records in Lake Geneva, Valhalla in Oak Park, and Rolling Stones Records in Norridge. Our book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by Mr. Wonderful, Mark Plotnick.
Well, Jim, just to set the record straight, I am not that famous, charismatic, and conceited professional wrestler known as Mr. Wonderful. He was really big in the 80s and 90s. I don't know if you knew that, in WrestleMania. But anyways, he passed away a year ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, you fooled me. I thought you were him with a body like that.
Yeah, my God. Yeah.
Well, hey, Mark, I just want to say it's amazing how our memories work. I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday or where I put the car keys. But I do remember songs from the long ago past, and I remember all the words. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, you know what? That happens to be the theme of today's show.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, no, I don't kid. So we will play songs from the 1960s that didn't get much airplay, but that everyone knows and will remember and will be able to sing along to. I know I will.
No, you're not going to sing on the air, though, are you?
Oh, I suppose you're Tony Bennett?
Yeah, kind of. I have his nose.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Well, Jim.
I'm not going to sing. Trust me. I have limitations.
Okay, good. Well, I'll let you kick off the show.
Okay. Well, we're going to start off with a band called The Leaves. They were a garage rock band out of the San Fernando Valley in California. And in 1966, they had a big hit with the song Hey Joe. And the song has been recorded by many artists.
Yeah, sure. And, of course, the most famous version is by the Jimi Hendrix Experience later that same year.
Yeah, and that was, that was their first release single, and it became a hit for Hendrix in the United Kingdom, I believe. But back to The Leaves. The band was formed while the members were attending college in California. And, of course, once again, the Beatles inspired them to put a group together.
Yeah, and The Leaves originated in California, and, of course, they began playing surf music. But their big break came in 1965 when they replaced the Byrds as the house band at Ciro's on Sunset Strip. And for people our age, the who's who of the entertainment world went to Ciro's during its heyday, and I believe it was Mob Control.
I don't believe that, no. But here's a question. Here's a good trivia question for you. Who discovered The Leaves? What person discovered The Leaves?
You got me on that, Jim.
Ready for this?
I'm ready.
Pat Boone.
What?
Pat Boone. And he got him a record contract. But so without further chatter, because we could chatter all day, is Hey Joe by The Leaves.
Shoot them both before I'm through.
I love that song. Woo! Well, next up, Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. Jim, I'm hungry. Did you bring any? By Jay and the Techniques became a top 10 hit for the group in 1968. The song was originally written for Bobby Hebb, who was famous for the song Sunny, but he turned it down, which was a good fortune for Jay and the Techniques.
And actually, the group was just called the Techniques, but the record label changed it to Jay and the Techniques, since Jay Proctor was the lead singer. The label liked how the name sounded, you know, sort of like Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Hmm.
And by the way, the background singers on that song are the famed singers and writers Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson. It was regarded as a novelty song, and it has lyrics that you can sing along to.
Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. You were young and so was I.
Mr. Eggers, please pull the plug on this guy's microphone.
No, I'm sorry. Was Apple, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie by Jay and the Techniques. So, Mark, you know, some artists from the 60s had very famous parents. Gary Lewis, you know, his father was Jerry Lewis. His band was called the Playboys. Nancy Sinatra had a very famous father. I believe his name was Frank Sinatra.
Who?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, chairman of the board, huh? All right, well, but this next band, Dino, Desi, and Billy, had two famous parents. Dino Martin, is the son of Dean Martin, and Desi's parents were Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Well, what about Billy Hinchey?
Well, he was a longtime friend with both Dino and Desi, and Billy had a long and successful music career. He worked on sessions, for example, with the Beach Boys, and he was part of their touring band for several years.
And did you know that he did backup vocals on Elton John's song, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me?
No, I would never know that. Yeah. But the band had a good in with Frank and were signed to the Reprise record label.
Yeah, so even though the band could play their own instruments, once again, the Wrecking Crew played on the records. They were everywhere back in the 60s.
Yeah, and the song was written by Red West and Joey Cooper and produced by Lee Hazelwood. Now, that's surprising. So here is Dino, Desi, and Billy's 1965 hit, I'm a Fool.
To be you.
That was Dino, Desi, and Billy doing their big hit song, I'm a Fool. You've been listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time, especially songs from the 60s. Texas-born Jewel Atkins had one big hit in 1965, and that was The Birds and the Bees. And it was a big hit by going top three on two different charts. It sold over 1 million records, and of course was awarded a gold record.
Yes, Jim, and the song has a honky-tonk style reminiscent of Fats Domino's Blueberry Hill and Kansas City by Wilbur Harrison.
And Mark, do you know what musicians played on the song?
Is it the Wrecking Crew?
Yeah, very good. I don't know if those guys ever slept back in the day.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
The song features Billy Strange on guitar, the great Hal Blaine on drums, and Leon Russell on piano. So let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees.
Wait. Jim, please. I can hear our listeners changing the radio dial as we speak. All right, play the song, Mr. Eggers.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above. Tell you about the stars in the sky and a girl and a guy and the way they could kiss on a night like this. When I look into your big brown eyes, it's so very plain to see that it's time you learn about the facts of life, starting from A. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Yeah! When I look into your big brown, it's so very plain to see tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees about the birds.
Well, next up is a band called The Ad-Libs. They were a group from Bayonne, New Jersey, and they signed with the little-known Red Bird Records, and that was owned by the well-known writers Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. But the song was released on their affiliate label called Blue Cat.
You know, Johnny Carson used to make fun of Bayonne all the time. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, when he was based in New York before the Tonight Show moved out west. But anyways, that really ages us. The Ad-Libs had only one top 10 hit, The Boy from New York City, in 1965. But despite their lack of hit songs, they got to taste a little bit of the rock and roll life by touring with Dick Clark and sharing the stage with such legends as Dionne Warwick and Chuck Berry.
And this is one of my favorite songs of the 60s. Marianne Thomas takes lead vocals, and the rest of the group adds a very cool background doo-wop sound. So Ad-Libs, tell us about The Boy from New York City.
Bim, 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 bim.
Hey, Mark, do you remember the singer Alfred Jesse Smith?
Who dat?
Who dat? Do you remember a singer named Bretton Wood?
Of course. Well, wasn't he the guy who did the Oogum Boogum song?
Yes, one and the same.
I
yes.
Love that, Oogum Boogum.
You are so right, Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
That song did okay on the charts, but his big hit was Gimme a Little Sign. It hit number 9 on the charts in 1967. Which was the year I graduated 8th grade, barely.
Not a good student, huh, Jim?
Nope, I daydreamed an awful lot. Yeah, I got yelled at a lot, too. Brenton grew up in L.A. and was inspired by the great Sam Cooke. He learned to play the piano and developed a strong songwriting skill. And that's why he wrote both the Oogum Boogum song. I like saying that, the Oogum Boogum song, mm-hmm. and Give Me a Little Sign.
Yeah, and in the early 1970s, he formed his own record label, and he had a long career in the music business. So let's listen to his classic song, Give Me a Little Sign.
If you do want me, give me a little sign. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl.
Wow. Well, you know what? I can't remember where I put my keys, but I remember that tune, even though I haven't heard it for years.
Great song.
Yeah. Well, Jim, do you know where the band, the Sir Douglas Quintet, originated?
Weren't they part of the British Invasion band?
No. We're going to say Buckingham Palace? No. They were from San Antonio, Texas, but they tried to pass themselves off as British. Leader Duck Sam even knighted himself as Sir Douglas to help the charade along.
They sounded nothing like the British bands, as they had more of a Tex-Mex sound, I would say. And they had a big hit song in 1965 called She's About a Mover.
Yeah, and did you know that Ringo Starr covered this song on his 1983 album Old Wave?
Vaguely. But I do know that Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley of Kiss were fans of this song and actually played it during the early years of Kiss.
Wow, I'm trying to imagine that.
Yeah, that's a version I love to hear. But let's spin the Sir Douglas Quintet song, She's About a Mover.
Hey!
That was the Sir Douglas Quintet. You've been listening to songs that you'll always remember on part one of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, with archive programs available anytime on the station's website.